good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
At least we've been blown away. I tell you, yesterday, I phoned up my friend Jeannie, and we walked most days and said, I think we better go to the other end, because I live on Scar Heart Lake, we should walk along there, we better go to the north end. So we did. And there was hardly any wind. And then as soon as I came back to my southern end, it was crazy. You know, when I come to speak, I put things in the back of my head and you kind of wait for inspiration to happen or something as my week goes on. And last weekend I was teaching for 4 days, and so it was kind of a little bit of rest time. And then Tuesday nights, I'm finishing up, actually this week, finishing up my prosperity and wealth, spiritual prosperity and wealth class. And then Wednesday night is always my meditation night, which I always love, and people come, which is great. And then Thursday. And then Friday, and then Saturday. Last night I had a psychic party to go to. So I didn't get home till late, because it seemed to just go on and on. It was actually interesting. In the old days I had tape that kind of cut off. Now I have tape on the CD, and there's no timer, and I don't put a timer on, so some of them can go quite long. And then so I'm waking up this morning thinking, a little later than I usually wake up, okay, I have to speak today. What am I going to speak on? I know my title. And then I woke up, in my kitchen, and my soccer team was playing. So of course I had the TV on, cheering crazily. As I get things ready for lunch, and as my voice is getting croaky, too much of a late night, I think. And no alcohol, honestly.
Good eats, yes.
Anyway, I looked down at my table, and there is one of the books I've written called Secrets for Living Happily. And isn't that what I'm talking about in relation to reality? Like, what is your reality? So I want you to take a moment and just think about your life. Think about it. How much do you have in your life that you really want? And how much in your life do you have that you don't want? Because you created it all. We're so magical. We're so brilliant that we create these wonderful things. I know I never liked hearing that, especially when I was in absolute chaos and my life was falling apart and it felt like, you know, why am I even alive on this planet? And I have had times like that. But growing up means you assume responsibility for yourself. It means you assume responsibility for your life. And you begin to see it's possible to change things. So how do we change things? There's a few secrets. One of the secrets I found, not actually when I was writing this book, believe it or not, because I wrote this book some time ago, but I found it later, was all things spring from a decision. That's funny, I use the word spring because two songs about roses. Now, years ago, I used to sing in a group in Vancouver, and we used to call ourselves, it was a trio of us, and we called ourselves the Fat Lady Singers. And we used to do a lot of nursing homes and things like that, and those were two of the songs that we sang. And one of us is that it transitioned a couple of years ago, and so it brings to mind, you know, those things about growth and process and how life changes and shifts and comes into different ways and realities based on often the decision that we make and how that affects us and how that comes into being. And that again is that, excuse me, I've never had trouble with my throat before, sorry about that. That's how we come to make some of these decisions. Now how come we have made certain decisions is really where a lot of my other work besides reading for people to help them see where they're at, but is to clear the blockages that we create and have based on our decisions, which is why I'm such a strong past life person. Because what I teach is that all your early decisions that create your personal programs are made from past life experiences. Because when you encounter a feeling in this life, right now, right this moment, you have a feeling, you will bounce back in your memory banks and remake the same decision that you made previously. You felt it. Emotion, or that feeling. So all your early ones are made based on past lives. So very often when we're working at clearing blockages, then we gotta go way back into those other time periods to find where that originally came from in order to collapse all that energy so you can change and create a world that is more reflective of you. If you were to take a moment and think of yourself as a flower, just close your eyes for a second, like cough again, and just think of yourself as a flower, what kind of flower would you be? Would you be big and fluffy like a peony, or small like a, and delicate like a little violet? Would you be like an iris that comes in the spring, or a rose that blooms? And you know, the interesting thing is that, you can open your eyes now, you got a sense of who you are. The interesting thing is that it doesn't really matter which and who you are, it's acceptance of who you are. It's the acceptance of knowing, this is me. Now I think I spent a lot of years, first of all, not knowing who I was, but somehow always wanting to be that person because they could do that, and this person because they could do this, and this one over here. But where was I in all that? And that's why it took some of those chaotic time periods in order to realize it's okay to be me. I was put down a lot because I'm kind of loud. I used to be louder when I didn't accept that. I have a loud voice. You never whisper in a restaurant because the restaurant will hear you. So you can't tell secrets to others. That's bounced back on me a few times. So I just learned that, not a good idea to say things you don't want to say to someone's face. Because somebody will hear you, and they'll tell that person, or they'll tell somebody else, or tell somebody else, or tell somebody else, and they'll tell that person. But there again, if you want something put out, great place to do it. So everything has a, like, because it's a balance in this world, everything, there is a yin and a yang to it. So you, if you want something, is it work? Is it really in the highest and best? Is it really working in the direction of where you want to go? So is your life reflecting exactly where and how? Right now, I'm in tremendous joy because I'm doing a lot of teaching and a lot of speaking, which I love. So life is really full for me at the moment. My house doesn't look very good because when I get busy and I come home, I sort of don't do some of the other things that I need to be doing. But there again, yesterday I sat down and completed my bookkeeping for the last 3 months. And that was a good feeling, so that's the beginning of being able to start tidying up and get things moving. So I wanted to actually come back to my little book here. I wanted to go over some of the basics that I've got here. It's called Summary of Secrets to Create Happiness. Does that sound right? So what have I got first of all? Live in the now. How many of us have spent years learning how to be present? Yeah, a lot of us. Living in the now. I never understood that because I had a brain that was going 20,000 miles a minute all over the universe and back again and less than a second. And it was like, live in the now, what on earth is that? But the more I let go of other aspects that were going on and came into that present point of me and came present in the moment, the easier my life got. Because I could make decisions and I could see clearly based on what was happening right now. So living in the now, which of course everyone talks about, not always easy to practice, but it gets easier. It really gets easier. Listen to yourself. You know your own answers. Now, this is something I really talk a lot to people. Because you know that I come from a tarot base, and the tarot basically gave me my philosophy and gave me the clues of how I was supposed to live life, and eventually became that I could live life that way. And there's a symbol called the hermit. And basically that's what the hermit says. You know your own answers. And you know what I say to people when they come to see me and the hermit comes up, you know, and it's like, listen to yourself. I say, we know our answers, but we don't like them. And do you know why we don't like them? Because it means we have to do something we don't want to do. Because we're concerned or we're worried or what effect it will be. And often we're making choices about creating what we want and we do not know what that end result is really going to be. We do not know what's going to happen. It was like when 5 years actually, when I moved up here, nobody really supported my move here. My kids got on board eventually because they helped me do the big move.
But my students didn't want me to go. My friends didn't want me to go. And I really didn't know what would occur coming here. I just knew it was time and I wanted to be here. I knew my own answer. Was it easy? For me it was, because I had been preparing for about a year and a bit to get myself here. But for others it wasn't. So therefore what happens a lot when you want to go somewhere and do something, you end up having people trying to talk you out of it. And if you're not living in the present and you're not aware totally of who you are, then what's going to happen, you're going to listen to them and not to you. And then later on you're going to say, I wonder what would have happened if I actually made that choice and followed through. And we don't want to be living in regret. I'm sure I've got something written about that down here somewhere. This is the one I love the best. Well, pretty good. Give yourself one treat a day. What? For me, that could be chocolate, ice cream. Yesterday, it was a white spot hamburger. Not good for the weight issue, but I really wanted that burger. I decided, I weighed it up, actually. I really didn't want that burger. What's a treat? Why do we give ourselves a treat a day? Well, or look at that scent? Because it's like we honor and respect who we are. So we acknowledge that, and that treat can be, for me, it's often an extra walk. Actually, I was very excited. I went out yesterday and got a little armband. Oh, I have to tell you this story. People know me now in full stories. Christmas is coming. My tea party is next Saturday afternoon, for those of you that are not on my mailing list and haven't read your email yet. My tea party is a fun. So we're having my Christmas one next Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4. Just need to know you're coming so we have enough teacups. Thanks to Trish and Aggie, we always make sure we have enough. And you have to bring a Christmas goodie to share this year. But I thought, oh, I've got to do the decorating before that, right? Because it's a Christmas tea party. I can't have a Christmas tea party with no decorations. And I'm looking at my schedule, and I put a thing in a date, and then I went, you know, I'm kind of tired of my old decorations. I think I'll drop into Canadian Tire. So I took $50 to go and buy. You're laughing already, you know what happened. To go and buy. Well, I didn't realize it was a big sale, even though it said lowest prices Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I go into a very packed Walmart and I find something that I've been looking for ages. It costs a lot of money for like $20. Okay, so there's $20 gone. Then I go along and I thought, you know, I really want to do the outside different this year, so I start getting some new lights and I put those in. They're like nearly $35 a box, and I buy two. And then I thought, well, I really want to do it differently. I want a timer. I bought some timers, but they're kind of old, and maybe it's a good idea to get some new ones. So I'm wandering around the store, adding stuff to my basket. And then I went, you know, I live by the airport, and often at night, and it's dark now, I'm like 5, I walk to the airport and back. Yes, I've walked in all sorts of weathers, and I've got everything. So I got an armband now that I can click and it goes flashing lights, because it's quite dark on that road. And cars, I usually watch the lights and I step off and everything, but still it's, you know, they don't always know I'm there until the last minute. $261. You always get more than you ask for. So you know your answers, I'm treating myself. Now guess what? I have to find the time to go and hammer all these things. I have to go and get little things to hammer on up. This is what happens when you live by yourself. You've got to be everything. So anyway, that was my treat yesterday. Besides, no wonder we got the hamburger, right? I did that after. So it was like, so that's done, but it's still in the back of my car because I haven't pulled it in yet and figured out all the things that I want to do. So I'll probably want some more things, but we won't talk about that. Luckily, my debit card worked and no problem there. Now, I've got something down here which, unless you read the book, won't make any sense, but I'm going to tell you. Just go briefly. Do the happy feeling exercise daily until you are automatically the happy color. What I talk about in the book is that to define what is a happy color for you, and every day you ask, what percentage am I happy? And I don't care what percentage is, but then we take that color and fill yourself up with to bring that happy color, to bring that happy feeling up. Again, it's just choice, decision. Do I want to be miserable? Do I want to be happy? And very often you'll find, and I'm sure some of you know people like this, that prefer to be unhappy. It's kind of sad, but they're happy in their sadness. You know? So those of us that have been rescuers or are rescuers, that we want to go up there charging into the midnight to save these people from the world, they don't want to be saved. That's what I just found a long time ago. Don't waste the energy. If they want to, they'll figure it out, come see you or do whatever to make do be that happier place. We really want to be living in a quotient of 50% plus happy, not 50% less happy. So it's again, where am I on that scale? Some days I wake up and I'm only 35%. Well, I endeavor then because I know what to do, not to stay there very long. But sometimes you wake up, you might have had a funny dream, or it just kind of, everything's piling up. And so you kind of got to take yourself in hand. But those are choices. And then some days, you just want to be miserable. And I think that's fine, as long as it doesn't go on any longer. Because I don't judge. Right. Be emotionally honest with yourself. This is sometimes tough. We have these wonderful, incredible, brilliant, I'm thinking, what am I going to say here? Brain is not really brain, your mental level, the ability to think. They're incredible. But guess what? They convince you that no matter what, that it's supposed to be this way, not that way. And one of the, I'm going to call it the fight that we often have in life, is the rebalancing of the mental and the emotional. Because in our society that we live in, the mental prowess is given a lot of credit. To be mentally alert, aware, logical sense. But what are we really here for? We live on an emotional planet. We have bodies that feel. The body will talk to you, this is according to me. The body talks to you through feelings. It tells you what it wants you to know through a feeling. And then we get the society saying, some feelings are bad. I never did get that because they're my feelings and I'm not bad. At least not most of the time anyway. And what is it telling me? I'll tell you what it is. It doesn't feel good. They don't feel good, some feelings. They just don't feel good. You just want them to go away. But they're telling you something. They're telling you you don't like what's going on. They're telling you that I was talking to my daughter yesterday on the telephone. She's coming to that phase of being emotionally honest and accepting responsibility on all levels. I'm so thrilled. But she just still didn't listen to me. People pay big dollars to come hear me, see me, to tell them what. And my kids go, yeah, right, well. Frustration. Anyway, she was saying this and about being emotionally honest of listening, to listen to what it is you feel when somebody says something to you, which I don't know if I've got that written down there, but guilt catching other people's guilt. When people throw guilt at you, they're great at doing that. The mental element of don't like that, here, you have that. But I was pointing out to you, remember, when you get sad or mad that you're really feeling helpless, remember that. Yeah, Mom, right? On. One day they'll remember. Probably when I'm dead and buried, and I'm like, oh yeah, right, Mom said that. And that's okay. Because we all have our journeys and we all have our ways, and they do reach out when they're really in a tight spot, that's one thing. But to be able to have that balance of being emotionally aware and accepting. The way I teach this is you just name the feeling that you have and you let it go, because the body feels heard and the body will relax. If you don't, it will push harder. Because it doesn't think you've heard. So that's why sometimes we just feel the same feeling over and over and over and over and over and wishing it would go away, but we've never named it. We've never said, okay, I'm feeling frustrated about this. And the amazing thing is that you will automatically, when you accept what the feeling is, feel better. Even if it doesn't feel good, you'll feel better. Because it's acknowledgement, it's letting go, and you're worked out. And it's really interesting, because the next one was recognize and acknowledge by name all your feelings. I kind of jumped back into that without knowing.
Decide that you want to be happy. Again, I touched on to that. Okay. Stop worry, procrastination, and guilt. Worry, procrastination, and guilt are three things that we do a lot of. Anybody not have any of those? Oh, I thought I might see a room full of hands.
So let me put it this way. Who has worry,
procrastination, and guilt in their lives?
Hands up. Let me see all the hands. Oh, good. I feel better now. It's just something you release. Worry comes from the mental about what ifs, maybes, perhapses.
Remember the first thing was live in the now? When you're projecting, because that's always what worry is projecting out there about what is. Well, we don't know what it is until we're there. So if we're in the present and we know the end result that we want, we then can walk it. We can walk step by step and achieve it and get it. And we have that. But if we don't, if we start worrying about all the steps, if we start thinking, what if or maybe or perhaps this will happen or that will happen, then guess what? We move into procrastination often. Procrastination comes two ways. One way is that, seeing all the obstacles that can come up. And the second one is to really have an inner voice that basically tells you, doesn't matter, you're not going to get there. Or it's too big, or it's too heavy, or it's too whatever. And that's when we need to let that go. But the biggie is probably guilt. I found when I started working with energy and changing energy and transforming energy, that guilt was, to me, like sticky, icky glue. It was like glue. It was oil. It just stuck. Difficult to shift. Fear, you can walk through, no problem, like a cloud. And it's just a mental thing, so bang, we can go. By the way, fear feels like a feeling, but the truth is it comes from your mind. And it's, again, that creating that imagery that is not real. So then we get frightened, because it might be, but it isn't. But guilt, where does it come from? Where does this sticky, yucky energy come from? So as I was doing my let's go find out where guilt's coming from, what I discovered is that it's usually picked up from somebody else. A parent, ladies, this little trip on you, you should do this. That word should, I really have worked to drop it from my language. Unfortunately, it's not 100% gone. In the sense of when I'm saying something, it's probably nearly gone, but not quite. That's one of the things I keep still working on, that there's no should in my language at all. Because language sets up your vibration a lot. But you pick it up. Society says you should do this, and here I am doing that. Society says we're supposed to live this way, but I'm living like that. But if you're listening to you, and if emotionally, honestly, it gives you the satisfaction that you're looking for so that you can become more happy, more alive, more real, how come we're still guilty? And that's because a lot of us don't know how to clear that. We just don't know how to do that. The news is people who really want to come study with me and are like that. Next one is a statement that one of my students at the moment said changed her life when she read this book. Pay yourself first. Save 10% or whatever you decide. Changed my life many years ago. Made it that I had money when I needed it. Unfortunately, when I ran into a real roadblock and I lost everything, I had to start with little pieces again. But if you do not have some form of savings going on just for you at some point of time, you don't walk the same way in your path of life. Because we deal in a world out here that has a lot to do with money. And I know that a lot of people don't really appreciate what money is. Because we have a lot of mental society stuff says what money is. And it is an energy. It is an energy of exchange. It comes from here, it goes there. But what we need is to retain some of that for ourselves so that when you go to buy Christmas stuff for $50 and you spend $260-odd, you've got it. You're not saying, oops. Or you're not walking through the store trying to calculate and then forget the tax. I've done that before. I'm also, I said, button here tied, and I'm not going into that today because that's another one of the big things here. It says, find your money comfort zone and expand it. I used to travel facilitating Robert Kiyosaki's works, playing a game called Cash Flow. And one of the elements that I interjected in, not besides what I was taught how to teach, was how to feel comfortable. And we used to have this game that I would play with them because we had this money that goes way, way up and to play with. And we would have a person think about how much, and then we'd have another person drop into their hands. How much money can you absorb? How much money can you allow? How much money are you willing to allow in because before your inner side goes, ooh, too much, I don't know what to do with it, I'm responsible for it, oh, I don't like it, go take it away. I used to do that. Expand your money comfort zone because that's the reality of our physical being because you're going to be attracting. And it really doesn't matter what you do, it's how you approach it. I sometimes say to people, it's as though in my wallet money grows. Isn't that a nice idea? You know, how does it do that? Because it's energy. It's a representation of energy. And somehow or other, when it gets a little low, I manage to have something to put in there. There was a time when, getting tied up here, there was a time when that didn't really work, but I learned again, I applied. Things I teach is because I had to apply them and find they worked and make things work really well. Do the things you want to do. Again, a lot of these kind of intertwine with each other. Do the things you want to do. I trust you all wanted to be here this morning. I sure did. I slept in, as I said. The soccer game had already started. I had to get ready. I had to wait till halftime for my shower. I'm a bit crazy about my soccer team, so I had put it on record in case I was too busy. And it was a draw, so it was okay. We didn't lose, that was the main thing. But it was like, do the things you want to do. Some people didn't understand that to me when I go traveling and I do lots of different things, but it's always because I want to. Very seldom do I do something that I don't want anymore. And I often teach people how to say no. Anybody here doesn't know how to say no? Because often that's something that people don't know how to do. Especially if you have a five personal birthday. Discover your personal power, work with them. Use I statements when communicating with others. It sounds, now this when I wrote this book, this was big. People didn't say I statements. Now we know that that's the truth of communication. Again, some stuff here. What's your thinking? Seeing, perish that thought, seeing it disintegrate and replacing it with what you want. Those that hang around me know I use this a lot in my Wednesday night group. We call it freeze, evaporate, replace, but it works. And what it does, it tends the subconscious mind to have the subconscious mind working for you. Then there's other things here that it relate to, I'm just a lot of goal setting stuff. Celebrate with joy all the wonderful things which happen to you that you like or want. I'm just trying to do something in here. There's the power of the thank you. In other books I've written. How do you celebrate when something happens that you really want? Or you get the phone call that's coming in. Or you, for me, get the appointment in the book. Or you get invited to speak. How do you celebrate that? What do? Do you treat yourself to the previous one? For me, it's a lot about saying thank you to the universe because I know I'm a part of it all. We are all connected. I am known, and I talk about this, and I'm going to drop this as of this moment out of my language. I realize I have been reinforcing this, and it's time for it to go. So I'm saying this one last time, and you're a witness that it's gone. I tend to become very complacent. Things go well. I forget to keep on doing what I'm doing. And that statement of complacency, I just realized this very moment, has to leave my language. I am no longer complacent with what is. I want more. Lots more. And I do have more goals, because I tend to reach all my goals, and then I kind of, oh, well, but you know, I tell other people, think big, see further, so I think that's time for me, too. So that, thank you for that, because that I think it's been brewing around my subconscious areas, but I finally got it today. Remember, you cannot change anyone else. You can only change you. How many of us are in relationships wishing the other person would change? I spent 2 marriages doing that. I know a lot about that one. And you know what? We wish, we pray, we hope everything would be the way we want it. But guess what? One of the big things is to accept things as they are. Accept they're not going to change. This is who they are. Then you'll make a decision what you want to do. Sometimes you'll make the decision to stay just in case they will change. So we go back to being emotionally honest with yourself. It is as it is. And so you can only change your responses then. Remember, you deserve to receive what you want. I am worthy needs to be an affirmation you can say with great ease in any part of your body and know it's true. I use affirmations as a place to shine light on what doesn't believe it, so that you can clear it and let it go. Each one of you is here, is part of the grand design, whatever you call that creative force. Whether you call it God, whether you call it Muhammad, whether you call it Guru, whether you call it Goddess, and I don't care, but it exists. It is in and through all things. It's not out there, it's inside each one of us. Therefore, you are worthy. Not only are you worthy, you deserve to have all those things that you really want. They will come to you if you get out of your own way. If you just allow them to occur. Learn from those of us that have walked and hit our head on the wall 20 times. That's why they call us the old wise ones. It's because we've been through it. And we don't want you to go through it for any bit more than you need to. This life is precious. We never know when we can leave this body. You know, my sister came to visit this summer. Some of you know this. 82 years old, made the big trip across the Pacific for 5 weeks. She had hurt her back about a year and a half ago. It's a lady who had worked hard all her life. And I've been really missing her lately, and I need to find this thing. I'm really missing her presence, because it was really, I had fun with it. Didn't do much work, but I had lots of fun just having her there. And she was quite content just to be there. She didn't really want to do too much. But it got me thinking about how much longer I had, and how was I going to be. Again, the worry thing comes, it's sneaky. Came, started coming in like, jeepers, right? It won't be that long before I'm 70. Because my sister's 16 years older than me. And so I began thinking, like, how much longer can I work? How much longer can I do this? How much longer can I do that? And then what am I going to do? You know, what? And so all of this kind of undermining thinking that doesn't, it looks like you're just figuring something out. But I began to realize that I'm me. I can go until the day I drop dead. I can keep working. I'm very fortunate. I do something that people can come and see me when I can't go to places that I go to. So it is like about knowing that you deserve to have what you want now, and whatever that is. So okay, get ready. New Zealand in February, Toronto in August. Other plans are here, you know, because I do like to travel. So other plans coming up, and I feel so much happier when I think that way. Now I also know, as based on the spring, I can't overdo it. Because I did that this spring. And that's what we learn as to how, what, when, where. But I realized, hey, really, the age doesn't really matter. People have been telling me that since I was 40. I thought I was finished at 40-odd. Here I am. So basically, to wrap this all up, I think I'm doing good here. The time is now, today. What have I written here? Not tomorrow or next week. The now is the time for you to begin to create what you want in your life and begin to claim your happiness. You are worthy of it. All you need to do is know you can have it and you can create it. Step by step, that is. Learn to enjoy each moment. Enjoy your happiness. You know, sometimes when we're happy, some of us start thinking, wondering how long this is going to last. And that's how I began talking in my book. I was frightened of being happy because pretty soon something was going to happen to make me unhappy. And so that's how I began to write a book about happiness. Enjoy knowing you are the master of your life, and your life is going to be reflecting what you want. And you have chosen happiness. And then I've got to use the simple principles in the book to create and enjoy. I bought a few copies of these. They're $10 each if anyone would like to explore them a little further. And I'm going to take this as my announcement time. I have, whenever I go up, change my thinking here and I go blank. The Christmas stuff coming up for, that I've done for, this is what, how many years now? Going on 4 or 5 anyway. The tea party, which I've mentioned, at 2 o'clock next Saturday afternoon at my house. Please let me know if you're coming. And bring a plate of Christmas goodies to eat. Diets are out the window that day. The following Sunday is the Christmas potluck that I have at my house. And everyone is welcome. And it is a potluck, so always bring food for me. Come bring food. And that starts at 5 on the Sunday afternoon, on Sunday evening. I also have another little 3-week workshop coming up called Discover Something About the Numbers. It's on the back seat there. It's about numerology. People wanted, that were taking my tarot course, wanted to know a little bit more about numbers. So I'm putting a 3-week course on through December. Again, as Celebration Center members, the cost would be $100 rather than $125. So you get a little discount there. And then in middle of December, a little well, late of December, I have my 4-day psychic and spiritual development intensive. So again, flyers are on the back. I want to thank you for listening. I trust there's some words that you're able to take and utilize. It is my pleasure and my joy, and I bless each and every one of you. Thank you.